Declan, useful run out for you there today and a good victory.
Yeah, listen, good to get the lads back into a game situation, and some decent performances, and it's early, you know, it's early doors, but it's great to get back on the pitch.
Great second half. I think you outscored them 113-102 in that second half.
Yeah, the second half was decent. The first half, we felt, you know, we were in control of the game. Missed a fair lot of chances, and but overall, you can't. I mean, the application was top class in terms of work rate, and you know, just a bit of rustiness at the start of the season. Second half, I thought, yeah, some outstanding scores in the second half. But listen, yeah, put it into perspective, it's the month of December, but at the same time, we're gearing towards the McKenna Cup campaign now in a couple of weeks' time.
Experimental lineup for you today. Impressed with a few of the new faces that went on today.
Listen, yeah, exactly. Any of the guys got their opportunity, you know, really stood up today, to be quite honest. And it's a learning curve for a lot of them. It's a lot of young lads. I mean, just looking at the team that went out, I mean, the average age is probably around 22, 23. So it's a very young side. And a number of under 20s, like Pattern Morgan and Paddy Dolan, Washington Gallen coming off the bench. And, you know, lads making their debut, like, you know, Larkin, I know, had been in before, but Larkin back in, look sharp, Kieran Diver. So it's good. Yeah, it's good to get those guys in the pitch. And also good to see Jason McGee back in action and Owen McHugh. And listen, that was a good workout and well worthwhile.
How important is it to have the likes of Jason and Owen back, given that I suppose you're going to be down a lot of the experienced men in the Gwydor contingent over the next couple of months?
Listen, yeah, that's part of it. Gwydor, we haven't been in this situation before in terms of a county, and you know, it's something that we're planning without the Gwydor contingent and Steve McMenamin for the National League, so we just have to get on. So it opens doors for other players, and those lads are putting in a big commitment, and you can see that they're working hard as a group, and as I say, it's still December. You have to put it into perspective, but we have the McKenna Cup campaign now, and that'll be our first competitive match 2 weeks today, and then we get ready for Ennis, which is on the end of January.
New rules on trial here this year, your first outing with them. What have you made of them so far?
Listen, all it's doing is slowing the game down. That's my, you know, you're going three passes and all of a sudden you have to turn and go back again. I mean, I don't know, I didn't agree with it from the start, and the more you look at it and you just wonder how somebody can let those kind of rules go through. And I'm glad it's just going to be trialed out for the Mechanic Cup, and you know, hopefully that'll be the end of it, because it just slows the game down. Mm-hmm. And you know, I've always spoken, and the teams there and any of the managers that you're talking to, them, the top teams, they're all trying to play more expansive type of football, and the football was starting to lift in my mind over the last couple of years, and the top teams were definitely trying to push it on. And but listen, it's there, we have to go with it. But in my mind, just watching that there at first hand, all it's doing is really, especially the first half, it really was slowing us down, to be quite honest. We had to go back every time we went three passes forward, you know.
Has that been hard to coach? Like, has it been something consciously that you've been working on over the last few weeks?
No, not really. I don't believe that they're going to be in play, to be quite honest, and we're not going to spend too much time at it. We have to touch on it and we speak about it, but you know, we just continue to play, and we're just trying to get those guys, the squad of players that's in there now, to the level that we need in 2019 to be competing with the top teams.
2 weeks out now, Declan, from the McKenna Cup, and you mentioned Clare, that opening National League game. That's the immediate big task for you now over the next few weeks, is to prepare as best you can for Ennis.
Yeah, that's the target. That's the target. And that's where we're looking at. And it's going to be, listen, there's going to be a lot of young lads going to be playing. And, you know, the one thing you probably wanted in terms of going into a National League campaign, you know, Division 2 is tough. It's a tough division to get out of, and we just need to be at it, and it's going to be fairly inexperienced, but at the same time, in terms of the quality of footballers that's going to be there, you know, we're looking forward to it, to be quite honest. It's a task and it's a challenge for us. You know, the challenge for us is, can we get up there and can we get out of that division? And that'll be one of our early goals.
Few guys there today not part of your squad, the likes of Paddy McGrath, Liam McLoon, and that can we expect to see them in January, or will it be National League before they reappear?
Yeah, possibly towards the end of January. Yeah, we're looking at the National League for a lot of those lads, and again, we've got to be very, very careful and mindful of the fact that a lot of these guys had a long season, and you know, when you do get the miles and the kilometres on the legs, it can be more difficult. So at the minute, as I say, it's a lot of young lads that's in there, and those guys are really, really hungry to succeed, and those senior players are there training, and they're driving them on, and yeah, there's a good balance there at the minute, and we're going to need that balance moving forward.